Tiffany Zolkowski has represented the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta for over 2 years. As the only Alaska Native woman in the state legislature, according to her website, she has chaired the Legislative Committee on Tribal Affairs and co-chaired the House Health and Social Services Committee. She also works as a communications director for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
I am definitely a product of this region and was born and raised here and have so many shared values of this place, and I feel so proud to call the YK Delta home. And I think it's important to return to Juneau so that our district can continue to be part of a coalition that has been able to push back on the governor's budget reductions, but also to make sure that rural Alaska has a strong seat at the table.
Willie Keppel is a fishing and hunting guide in Quinnahock, where he's lived for almost 5 years. He lived in Bethel for over 20 years before that, where he also served on Bethel City Council for a year. While Keppel will be a newcomer to state politics, he's been an outspoken voice on KYUK's Friday call-in show Talkline for years. Whereas Zolkowski believes solutions come from working together with other legislators, Keppel believes a dramatic shakeup is necessary in Juneau.
This place needs to have someone that understands what's going on and is willing to go fight and will not ever join a coalition that forces you to vote. We need someone that's going to go down and stand up and fight for us. We don't need another yes person. We've had that for too many years.
Keppel also believes the YK Delta should have a representative from the villages rather than from Bethel.
There's more people on the Delta that live in villages than what live in Bethel. And it's time maybe they had a voice.
Both candidates place a heavy emphasis on the state's finances in their platforms. Zolkowski is proud of her role in having achieved some balance in last year's state budget.
On protecting funding for critical programs while also still paying a robust dividend.
She says programs like village public safety officers, Medicaid, and power cost equalization are vital to Bush Alaska. And although she says she will continue to work to preserve those, she says the state's budget issues are getting harder.
There are no easy choices to the state's budget problems. It's just, at this point, very, very difficult choices. I don't think that the state is at a point where we're cutting through, you know, just the fat in a budget anymore.
Challenger Willie Keppel disagrees.
There's a lot of fat. It's a legislature that's out of control. They've spent a record budget this year. They've taken $8 billion from the people's portion of the PFD, moved it over to where they claim they're saving it for what, rainy day?
Keppel says the state could save money by consolidating the universities and make money by increasing taxes for mining companies. Zolkowski says she's having conversations about a broad-based tax like an income tax and about reevaluating the state's oil tax structure. Aside from the budget, Zolkowski says what's important to her is elevating the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women, increasing funding for public safety and water and sewer projects in rural Alaska, creating and sustaining local jobs in the region, protecting the environment, and strengthening education. Keppel agrees with several of Zolkowski's priorities. He also wants to improve public safety in the region and remove the need for honey buckets with piped water and sewer. He also wants the state to assert more control over the extraction of natural resources. The primary election will be on August 18th, and Tiffany Zolkowski's name is the only one on the ballot. If she beats any potential write-in candidate, she'll advance to the general election. Because Willie Keppel is running as a Veterans Party candidate, he'll need to obtain 53 signatures before August 13th, according to State Division of Elections clerk Ray Mills. If Keppel gathers the necessary signatures, he'll advance directly to the general election on November 3rd. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.